If I should die, think only this of me. That there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. If I should die. If I should die. If I should die. Orderly?
Yes, sir?
Where are we?
On our way to Gallipoli, sir. Anchored off an island called Skiros.
Glass of water, please. I want to write a letter.
If you dictate it to me, sir.
The name is Catherine Cox. Dear Carr, I suppose you're the best I can do in the way of a widow. I've told my mother that after she's dead, you're to have my papers. Could you let her think we might have married? Perhaps it's true. My dear, you once did me wrong. But I did you a very great wrong. Every day I see it greater. You were the best thing I found in life. So let it stand. Not for what we did, but for what we learned. Forgive me, Carr. Rupert.
The One Before the Last by Catherine Parker, with Colin Firth as Rupert Brooke and Emma Piper as Carr Cox.
Staircase A, first on your right. Come on, then.
Thank you. Anyone at home?
Yes. Are you looking for someone?
Brooke.
I'm Brooke. That is Rupert Brooke. I don't...
No, you don't know me. My name's Cornford. Francis Cornford. I don't belong to King's. I'm a tutor at Trinity, but the Dean sent me along to see how you were settling in.
Uncle Alan,
why do I have relatives everywhere in the world? Some people might be grateful.
My father is housemaster at Rugby. He and my mother take a deplorably active interest in my life. I escaped to Cambridge only to find my uncle lying in wait for me.
Well, I'm sure Rookie didn't mean you to...
Rookie? Is that what Uncle Alan's called here? Oh, my God.
We've had very good reports of you from Rugby. When you apply yourself, the results are brilliant, apparently. Captain of the cricket team and a shining example to the younger boys. Well done.
That's all over now, isn't it?
I think you'll find many boys feeling just the way you do. Missing their families, their school days. They all settle down, and so will you.
Excuse me, I must just hang this picture. Don't let me interrupt you.
I wondered if you might like to come to a supper party I'm giving tonight, after a lecture by Mr. Wells to the Fabian Society here. You've heard...
I know who the Fabians are, yes.
Well, I'll leave the address here, on the mantelpiece. Have you everything you need?
That strange little woman.
Oh, your bedmaker, yes.
It's the elderly party with a black bonnet suitable for a horse in a funeral cortege says I won't get far at King's without a cruet.
I'll tell you one thing, Brooke. You won't get far here with your attitude.
Dusters! This place carries dusters! I have it on her authority.
There. Aubrey Beardsley.
Some may find him a bit shocking.
At Rugby, perhaps. Not here. Good day.
Well, Brooke,
I didn't expect to see you. Finished hanging your picture?
It fell down, sir, right after you left.
I'm glad to hear it. Introductions. You won't know anyone here. That's Sir Sidney Olivier, Governor of Jamaica, standing guard over his four beautiful daughters, Marjorie, Daphne, Noel, and Brynhild.
I'm sorry, I don't think I got all that.
Well, just say Fabian to anyone here, and you won't have to worry about making conversation for the rest of the evening. Oh, there's Jacques Ravarat, painter, French, of course. He's discussing morality, obviously, with Gwen Darwin. She's the pretty girl on his right. And Carl Cox, who's terribly nice.
Mr. Cortland.
Francis. Miss Darwin, you came after all.
But with such difficulties. I've had a huge row with the Dramatic Society. Are we to be refined with Milton or be let loose to wallow in Webster? But I just had to come and see that boy you were telling me about, the one with a dreadful chip on his shoulder. You know, Brooke, his nephew.
And this is Francis Darwin, Brooke.
Ah.
Now, off you go. They're very friendly, really.
Miss Darwin?
Too tactless, my dear Miss Darwin.
But he's beautiful.
I beg your pardon?
Why didn't you tell me he's a Greek god? Look at him next to Carl Cox. What a contrast.
Carl's terribly nice.
He's rather large and very short-sighted. The pince-nez don't help a bit.
Unfortunately, here at Cambridge, looks don't count for much.
Academic gentlemen are such innocents. When a woman looks like Carl, she has to be terribly nice. But if a man looks like Brooke, his nephew, well...
Oh, you poor girl.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you mustn't mind. I've been breaking things all day.
But it's one of a set.
That means he has others.
It was such a sweet little cup. I knew I was going to disgrace myself. I've been dreading it all evening.
There. All tidy. I think we'll just slide it under the sofa, shall we? Then Mr. Cornford won't have to think about it till tomorrow. Shall we sit down?
Yeah.
Here in the window seat so we can... watch the rain come down.
It's still coming down, isn't it?
Look at that couple standing under the lamppost. They don't seem to notice it, do they? It's enough to make one sick with envy.
Yes, it is. A little.
Who are you? You new here too? What are you studying? What do you do?
I do my lessons. You've probably confused me with my older sisters. I'm the youngest Olivier girl.
How old are you?
15.
Oh. What's your name? You can't just be the youngest Olivier girl. It's not allowed.
I'm Noel.
Noel. What a pretty name. I'm Rupert.
How do you do?
How do you do, Miss Youngest Olivier?
It's your first term here, is it?
Yes, foul. I wish I were back at rugby.
Surely not.
I can't seem to do anything right here. Every time I open my mouth, I offend someone. I don't want to change, but I've come to the place where the road parts and either way, I think, ends in darkness.
What do you want?
Oh, everything. I want to write the best poetry in the world and love hundreds of people and travel to 100 unknown lands and live to be ancient with dozens of grandchildren listening to my boring stories.
And will you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
But, Jack, it's not simply politics. It's people starving to death, dying of terrible diseases and of broken hearts. We must take responsibility for those less fortunate than ourselves.
Well done, Miss Cox. Have you thought of running for public office?
Mr. Cornford, if I was elected Prime Minister tomorrow, the first thing I'd do would be to ensure that every poor person in the land was fed.
Why?
Well, for morality's sake, for one thing. But if that isn't enough for you, so that they could contribute to the production of the nation's wealth.
But why should the government pay men not to work? It simply encourages them to be lazy.
If 3 million people were suddenly starving because an earthquake hit the South Coast, money would be found. But because they're here with us every day, no one takes any notice. England must have a change of heart.
You've set aside the cynicism of youth for the bright optimism of maturity, Miss Cox. How sad to outgrow one's disillusions. I hope I never do.
You're new here, aren't you, Mr...
Brooke. I didn't mean to savage you.
Oh, I don't think you savage me, Mr. Brooke.
You're not what I expected.
Well, you think all Fabians are wild-eyed lunatics.
Not at all. Well...
When I first came up, I got lost on my way to a lecture one day. I found myself on the outskirts of town, picking my way down the street. Although you couldn't call it that. It was a running river of filth. And there were children playing in it, dressed in rags. Their eyes, well, foul and dead. I can't forget it.
I see.
I go back there sometimes.
You're very brave.
I can't help myself. If you like, I could show it to you. Whenever you have some time to spare.
I'd like that, Miss Cox. Thank you. I do want to learn.
Now, if they ask about infant mortality, remember to quote those statistics I gave you the other day.
My collar's come unfastened. Help me.
Yeah. And be sure to mention the drains.
Why did I agree to this? I didn't want to stand up and defend Fabian reform to hundreds of people.
The hall's filling up.
Oh, God. My mother's out there.
What does she look like?
A marble monument.
Can't see her.
She'll sit in the front row taking notes and looking noble. I once told her that the chief end of life was pleasure, and she burst into tears.
You'll be wonderful. It's almost time. Will I see you after?
Oh, God, Carl, do you mind if we don't? I promised I'd take Mother to supper. I'd introduce you, but I've rather lost my nerve since the Olivia incident. And a friend of hers said they'd do anything, those girls. And Mother, who's anything, is both vastly ominous and extremely limited, was sick with foreboding for 2 months.
Of course, I understand. I think you should go now.
Oh, no. Hug me, Carl, for luck.
Good luck.
Mother, you shouldn't be back here.
Why don't you introduce this young lady?
Oh, yes, this is...
I was just leaving. Remember to mention the drain.
Your collar has come unfastened. There. Who was that young woman?
Just a friend.
Your father and I are concerned with this set you've taken up with. I'm not dismissing your attempts at public speaking, but all this empty talk of radical reform...
It's not empty talk. We're going to build a better world.
Yes. At the expense of your health and your studies.
No, Mother, I must go.
Before you build a better world, you will have to destroy the one you have. That's a dangerous business, my son.
No, I know what I'm doing. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mother, I have a speech to give.
Your hair's too long.
Now that I've graduated, I can grow my hair as long as I like.
Were you very disappointed not to get it first?
Not nearly as disappointed as my mother.
Well, I told you to spend more time on your studies and less with the Fabians and the Dramatic Society and God knows what else. But what about the writing? If you're going to be a poet, you'll have to learn to be lonely.
Francis, I moved out of Cambridge, didn't I? I've sequestered myself in the dullest little village around and
I know. Admirers still turn up on your doorstep, dusty and thirsty and impossible to turn away. But really, Rufus.
I did want to first. I did. But I'm going to redeem myself with my dissertation. It's going to be brilliant.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Touché! Now I have a choice of either two free turns or sending your ball down to the river.
Whose rules are you playing by? I taught him this game.
Your turn. Does it bother you?
What?
Not to win.
No, I don't think so. Not the unimportant thing.
It bothers me, I think.
There.
But what are the important things, Francis?
I don't know.
I'm not proud, you know. All I ask is a little fame, a little money, and people I love around me for the rest of my life. And of course, I'm going to write a million times better than I do now and be published in a way.
Oh, dear Rupert, demanding so little from life.
Ahoy there! Enjoy your stay!
I do feel sorry for you bald, bespectacled people stifling in Cambridge.
It's not so bad. Trees and flowers and all the socialists singing down the back.
Hello, Francis.
Hello, Francis. I always feel like a music hall act when I say that.
Carl and I are in the way...
No, not at all. Oh, tea. How lovely.
I'm having a little trouble with the sins, you know, the seven deadly sins.
You are ambitious, child. I only tackle one at a time.
It's the Drama Society's production of Dr. Faustus. I managed to get 7 undergraduates, female, to play the sins. Now they've all developed parents and are dropping off. I lost lecturing on Friday.
Oh, I know a girl who'd make a jolly good lecturer.
Francis.
Parents. One simply has to be very calm and firm with them.
Well, that's no good with my mother. She's much calmer and firmer than you are yourself.
I think you're lucky to have one. I can barely remember mine.
Well, I envy you. If I'd been orphaned at an early age, I'd be a different person and no doubt much nicer. She exacts obeisance. I call her the Rani. She's a gravestone angel upholding all the Victorian virtues. Decency, duty, patriotism, hypocrisy.
Another deadly sin. But I don't think you could possibly have been a nicer person.
Come on, everyone. Let's go bathe in the river.
Let's. Naked. Will you like that, Carl?
I know I ought to, but I don't think I would, really.
You don't like the idea of sweet, murky, rotten waters swallowing your clean, white body whole?
You know, I think you're behaving rather badly.
I'm only trying to make her blush. You notice she doesn't? I think it's because she's a bear.
A bear?
Haven't you heard her muttering to herself? It's not English. It's Earth. And she lumbers. She doesn't walk like the rest of us. Come, get up. I'll make her duck.
Oh,
now tell me if you don't see under the froth of white petticoat a dark and furry pelt.
Shall we leave Rupert to his bear baiting, Francis?
Bear baiting, I call it, Francis.
Francis has been wanting to be alone all afternoon. Life is so simple for him. I've been wanting to be alone with you. Cart, something's happened and you're the only one I can tell. Come, let's walk down to the river.
Let's.
You know how I went to stay with the Olivias at Lulworth Cove last month? For the first time in my life, I was my own master. For 4 days, I walked alone and laughed and wrote 1,000 poems. All very good. And at the end of the days came to a woman who was more glorious than the sun and stronger than the sea and kinder than the earth, who is a flower made out of fire, a star that laughs all night, whose brain is clean and clear like a man's and who I love. I told her that Christ has died and Pan was risen, that her mouth was like sunlight on a girl's wing.
Rupert, wait.
As a matter of fact, I believe I said, hello, isn't it ripping weather?
But I am glad. Which one of them is it? Is it Finhead?
It's Noel.
Noel? But she's the youngest.
And those three horrible sisters hardly let me near her.
No, she is quite young.
Oh, Carl, don't you be stuffy and old-fashioned. Age doesn't matter if two people love each other.
And she loves you?
Yes.
She told you
she... Yes. It's not in so many words, perhaps, but it's understood.
You're not just assuming that she feels the same way you do.
Car, you have such a literal mind.
I'm sorry. I don't know anything about it, really. I won't say any more. Well, I think this is wonderful news. And it's your birthday soon. I'd like to get you a nice present, something you really want. Perhaps we could go to that bookshop you like. It's getting chilly. Should we go back now? Francis may be waiting.
Perhaps we should.
Please. Please, let's not quarrel. I can't bear it.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm a selfish beast. I've been overworking. Give me your paw, and we'll walk up to the mill.
You know, Jacques has been asking you to marry him.
What?
Yes, several times.
You're not going to do it, I hope.
No. I told him he should take an interest in Gwen.
Gwen?
Well, she's been in love with him for 3 years.
Has she?
Rupert, don't tell me you didn't know. Anyone could see that. Well, Jacques was so delighted she was in love with him that he proposed. And she accepted. But last night he came round to me and suggested that we all live together. That way he can have Gwen for his mind and me for his bed and to bear his children.
That is disgusting.
You don't think I should do it?
That's immoral.
I thought it sounded peculiar.
Jack. Jack.
So I just told him I'd think about it.
You what?
Well, how can I explain? It's just that he made me feel that being a virgin is so unchaste. It's supposed to be such a great treasure, but sometimes I think it just gets in the way.
You mean physically?
No. It seems to limit one's opportunities, rather.
Opportunities for what?
Well, I don't know, really. Just to find out about people, I suppose, and life.
If only there was some simple way to get rid of it, something that didn't involve anyone else. Just yourself and... Oh, I don't know.
I don't think it counts if you do it by yourself.
I suppose not. Francis and Francis, Jacques and Gwen. It'll be years before Noel and I. I can't even bear the months. You and I will be left all alone, Carr. Noel said she'd try and join me at Lulworth Cove at Christmas. I'm going to get up a party. Say you'll come too, Carr. It wouldn't be any fun without my bear.
All right. I'd like to.
That's all right, then.
I say.
Hello?
I'm most awfully sorry to disturb you, but I've had a nasty fall from my bicycle. As you can see, I've bent the back wheel rather severely. I'm also a bit scratched up, as you can see. I knew you lived around here, so I took the liberty of, well, sort of dropping myself off on your doorstep. Like a parcel.
I know you, don't I?
My brother, actually. You were at school with him. As a matter of fact, you spent part of the Christmas holidays with us once.
Then we must be old friends. Long lost, newfound old friends. You were lucky to get here before the light fades. It's rather elusive in the dark. Hush. If we're very quiet, I can recognize the willow that marks the morning. Hear it? That sort of sigh. It drags one of its branches low in the water. Were you at Rugby when I was there?
Just for a year. You wouldn't remember me.
I might. I fell in love for the first time at Rugby. He was younger. About your age. I wrote him long letters ending in a string of exclamation marks. He was very sweet and extremely good looking. Then it passed the time. Nothing ever happened, of course. I've never gone in for that sort of thing. Have you? I have nothing against it. I suppose it's as justifiable as the experience between a man and a woman, which can be very beautiful if two people really love each other. So I'm told. How old are you?
18.
I'm 22. Does that seem old to you?
No.
Very young, really. Why do I keep feeling time slipping away so quickly? I haven't lived.
It's warm tonight.
Would you like to bathe? We can go right in over the side here. I often do.
Yes. It's all right.
I'm glad we were able to mend that wheel of yours.
Yes. I should have no trouble with it now.
How are your cuts and scrapes?
Much better, I think.
Good.
Terribly late. I should be going soon.
Oh, no. It's too late for you to go back now. Spend the night here.
I hope I see you again. Yes. Yes, by all means. You must come again. But, right now you'd better leave.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Give my regards to your brother.
Well. Goodbye.
Oh. God. Oh, God. Anyway, I've done it. I'm not a virgin anymore.
Car? Car!
Rupert!
When did you arrive?
Ours! Rupert has so thin.
Yesterday, oh. God, I ate something I shouldn't and threw up everything I'd eaten for weeks, along with several political convictions. But how are you? I hardly saw you at all this autumn.
I've been so busy with the new flat in London. Isn't it exhilarating here? I'm so glad you suggested I come. I walked all the way to Durdle Door this morning. Do you know it? An archway of stone reaching out into the water as though the cliff had thrown an arm over the ocean's back.
It's horrible now. It was so different in the summer when the sun was shining and Noel was here. Now you should see the company. Lytton Strachey, the pervert, and that oaf Henry Lamb. All that set, they sit around spitting at everyone who doesn't live in Bloomsbury. Oh, God, Carr, it's been an awful term. Working hours on the dissertation. The weather's been filthy. The monsoons came to Grantchester. I've lost a stone. The doctor says I must gain it back, and the Rani is dragging me to Rugby to recover. And then there's Noel.
How is she?
She's blooming. Safe in the granite bosom of her family. She couldn't come to Lulworth. I think they've taken her abroad to get the sea in several mountain ranges between her and my sinister self.
Poor Rupert. It's not fair. It's wicked.
Oh, Carr. She doesn't care for me the way I do for her. I can't just stand here. Let's walk. Or run. Or better still, let's steal this boat. They've left the oars in.
Wouldn't it be better to leave it?
Come on. Come on.
Oh, all right. We've always been honest with each other, haven't we?
You never let me get away with a frank, boyish stunt, is that what you mean? I suppose that's why we go a bit deeper.
Do you really dislike Henry Lamb?
I abhor and detest the smiling wolf in Lamb's clothing. He's notoriously unfaithful to his wife.
I think I'm in love with him. I've been seeing him in London, and today, when I arrived, we spent all morning on the cliffs. He says he wants to paint me. I know he's got a bit of a reputation, but even when he's making a provocative remark, there's a look in his eyes like a pained animal asking you to rescue it.
He's mad.
He's told me all about it. He loved his wife to begin with. He doesn't anymore, but he feels he must stand by her. It's admirable, in a way. Of course, I know he's behaved badly, but not without provocation. He is perhaps misunderstood and certainly unhappy. If one could be of help...
You can't possibly be contemplating an affair with a married man.
No, of course
you
not.
Are.
Don't you think that infidelity could be a cry for help? One needs to hurt someone to prove that you can make them love you.
It's indecent.
It's not. I'm beginning to care for him as you do for Noel.
Don't you dare compare that gross hypocrite to Noel.
I want to go back. Take me back to the beach.
What I feel for Noel towers over whatever vile responses you have to Henry's filthiness.
What can be the matter with you?
Carr, I'll tell you what you must do. Listen and trust me. Now, I'm going to get away from Mother and go to Munich as soon as I can. I have friends there. I can stay in their flat, and you can join me there. Please come. Give me your hand, your hands, your arms. Or you can stay in a hotel. Your reputation will be safe. We'll keep it all secret. We'll read and talk, and you'll have time to think. Oh, Carl, you're so lovely.
Rupert.
Carl, it's you. It's you.
Stop just a moment. I can't.
Why not?
My class is starting next month.
But just until then. Are you afraid to leave Henry for a few weeks? He might go back to his wife.
No, he'll never do that.
To someone else, then. To test him. Test your own feelings for him. Don't throw yourself away.
This is so unlike you.
Just say you'll come, please, Carr. I'll go mad if you don't.
I must think about
no.
it.
No.
To plan, to make suitable arrangements.
I don't feel well. I can't sit still another minute. I'm sorry.
Rupert? Rupert?
I nearly passed out twice at dinner tonight. I held on by thinking of you and Munich. Mother's taken me to 3 nerve specialists in London. I don't know what they said to her, but they all told me that I'm suffering from nervous exhaustion. Rest, they said. Gain back all the weight you've lost. But they don't know that I've got Carr in the blood, burning me up. Oh, Carr, when did I start to love you so? It's pervading, irresistible. There's Mother. I lie to her about your letters. She won't want me to leave, but I will. I must. I think I'll die if I can't be with you soon. Oh, Carr, I'm frightened. When is it to stop? Am I to plunge deeper and deeper forever? She's listening. She's listening. She can hear everything I write to you. Go away. Go away. Go away! Munich, Carr. Come to me soon.
Look at the skeleton. She was the one who danced up to me and whispered that she was in love with you.
Be careful. Here comes that pirate again. Why did you have to come as a billow? I think it's so clever to keep dancing with you.
That bit of Fräulein.
No, not again.
Trust me, but I don't mind.
You should mind.
Get on the bag.
Don't. You're tired. We'd better go back to the hotel.
I go mad without you.
I can't hear you.
Billow. What a silly costume. The way you roll and undulate and break into frothy little waves. Do you know how much I love you?
I can't talk here like this. Let's go.
Come.
Give me your hand.
Here we are. Oh, come in. Is being in my hotel room so compromising? Sit down.
What are you doing?
I'm just holding you. I used to lie in my room and close my eyes and whisper your name. And in my mind, I would put my bare arm around your bare back.
No, wait.
It's all right. In your arms was still delight, quiet as a street at night. And thoughts of you, I do remember, were green leaves in a darkened chamber. It's not wrong, is it? When people love each other. Tell me it's not wrong. Tell me you love me.
Sometimes I think you really might go mad without me.
I need you so. Please. Love me, please. In your arms was still delight, quiet as a street at night. And thoughts of you, I do remember, were green leaves in a darkened chamber, were dark clouds in a moonless sky. Love in you went passing by, penetrative, remote, and rare, like a bird in the wide air. And as a bird, it left no trace in the heaven of your face.
Rupert?
What are you thinking? Are you planning our life together? Shall we be married at Grantchester? Make all the old relatives stand for hours in the rain?
The Maharani would hate it. What's wrong?
It's all happening so fast. So many changes. I feel quite different from last night.
Do you mean about me?
No. No.
We love each other. That makes it all right. Oh, please. I hold you in my arms and I feel well again. I'll do such splendid things for you. Anything you ask. Ask. What would you like?
I've changed. It's all different. Forever. Let me go.
Car?
I thought that being together would settle things, that it would make you better. I'd do anything for you, you know I would.
Yes.
But it isn't. It's not what I want. Last night hasn't settled anything.
It has. We're together now.
Oh, Henry, I want Henry.
Henry? What does he have to do with us? All he wants you for is a receptacle for his filthy lust.
How dare you? Henry never touched me. As far as filthy lust go, you have more to answer for than he does.
Car!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I wish I hadn't. Oh, why can't we go back to yesterday?
Oh, haven without wave or tide. Silence in which all songs have died. Oh, infinite deep, I never knew I would come back. Come back to you. Find you as a pool unstirred, kneel down by you and never a word. Lay my head and nothing said in your hands ungarlanded. And a long watch you would keep. And I should sleep. And I should sleep.
Rupert! Rupert, over here! Why doesn't it... Rupert, wait!
Francis?
Oh. You got my cable, thank God. I knew you'd come. My poor fellow, you look dreadful.
I'm so tired.
Well, what's happened?
It's very simple. She didn't love me as much as I loved her, that's all. I would have given up anyone for her.
Well, let's get you on the right train for Rugby.
We couldn't bear to stay in one place, so we moved on and on. I tried to work, I did, Francis.
Well, don't try to tell me about it here.
All the time I was afraid of slipping back into the tortured love I'd felt earlier. There was this wall between
you
us.
You must calm yourselves.
Perhaps I built it myself to save my sanity. Marriage or murder? We tried both in a way. God, it's over.
Miss Cox?
Yes, Mrs. Brooke?
Rupert will be down in a moment. No doubt he told you I disapprove of this visit. My son has not been very well since he returned. He spent several months in Germany this winter, but perhaps you know that.
I was aware he had been abroad, yes.
I did everything in my power to prevent him going, but he defied me. He's been in a state of complete collapse ever since. The doctors have given him some rather strong sedatives, so you won't be surprised if he's not quite himself.
No. No, I won't.
You look rather pale, child. Would you like a cup of tea?
Thank you, no.
Ah, here's the patient. Look who's come to call, Rupert.
Hello, Carl.
Hello, Rupert. I would like a cup of tea, Mrs. Brooke.
Of course. If you will excuse me for a moment, Miss Cox.
Rupert.
Are you real? Or is it another dream?
I must talk to you. I've been trying to see you for 3 weeks. It's very important.
I've been indisposed. Tell me. If you're a dream, you're a nice one.
Rupert. Listen to me. I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm pregnant. Oh, quickly, before your mother comes back, what are we to do?
Give me time. I'll think what to do, but I must have time.
There's no time left. It's almost too late as it is. There's your mother coming.
Don't let her know. Quiet. Not another word. She listens. She listens to my thoughts.
There. Tea. Have you been having a good gossip about Cambridge friends? Isn't it kind of Miss Cox to come and see how you're getting on, Rupert? Sugar? And what do you intend to do with your university education, Miss Cox? I'm not one of those opposed to the education of women. I think it is an admirable idea, if only to make us better wives and mothers. Milk?
Loosen his collar.
Rupert! Here, let me take these smelling salts. Now, don't be upset. We've had to get used to this, I'm afraid. Can you ring for the maid over there by the door?
Yes, yes. Oh, my son. His older brother had a weakness. He drank. There was nothing I could do to stop it, and he died. With Rupert, it is infection. He does too much. He becomes overexcited and succumbs to illness. I lost his elder brother, but I will not lose Rupert. I will not let him go.
I had better leave. It might be wise. I don't know who you are, Miss Cox, but you can do no good here.
Are you sure this is wise?
I want to see her before I leave.
It will only stir up old memories.
I haven't seen her for 6 months.
It's bound to be painful for both of you.
She thinks there's a chance we might come back together again. I promised I'd tell her today.
Stop!
Here's the place. Just here by the side of the road.
Will you?
What?
Get back together again.
Oh, no. My faculty for loving has been cauterized. I don't feel much of anything anymore. Except the ghost of an uneasy love for Noel.
You compare your infatuation for a schoolgirl to what you had with Carla. In what did you...
I just have a quiet knowledge that Noel is the finest thing I've seen in this life. And Carla isn't.
Isn't what? Perfect? In what do you expect? She gave her reputation, her physical well-being into your care, and look what you did with them.
No, I can't listen to you, Francis. I have to do what I must in order to keep a balance. But if you think I forget for a day, an hour, what happened, you're wrong.
Well, I'll wait here for you, shall I?
Thank you.
Rupert, now is probably not the time to tell you, but I wanted you to hear it from me. Francis and I are going to be married.
I am glad.
Oh, Rupert!
I've missed you so.
Let's not ever go so far away from each other again.
No.
How good to feel my arms around you at last. I have so much to tell you. How are you? You look tired. I've been so ill. I didn't sleep anymore. I have the most awful insomnia. What about you? Are you sleeping better?
You must go right away and rest, Carl. For a long, long time. Out of England, as far away from me as you can get. I'm going away too.
Where?
To America. I've been offered a job there.
When?
I'm writing a series of articles on the orange industry in California.
How long will you be gone?
After that, I plan to travel to the South Seas. I've heard of a little village in Tahiti. Moonlight on the beach.
I don't think I can wait.
Oh, Carl.
I will not say it for you.
We can't ever be together again.
Why not?
Because I'm dead inside. I want to stay that way. When I'm with you, it begins to hurt again. I
I've got syphilis of the soul. There's no cure. Only perhaps a herb growing at the bottom of a river. And if I dive and bring it up, it may heal me. The world's a horror.
You make it a horror. It's beautiful.
How can you say that after what you've been through?
You can't go away and leave me alone again.
No, I'll write.
But you don't know what it's like when you've taken down the wall surrounding you and let someone else write in to go back to being alone.
What about Henry?
I haven't seen him for months. What I felt for him wasn't real. Not like us.
But I'm bad for you. I'm just... bad. It's good we won't leave children behind.
You think I was wrong?
August. Listen to the insects whirring in the wheat fields. The child would have been nearly born.
I had no choice.
You could have waited for me to recover. You know I'd have married you.
How could I be sure? How could I know when you'd recover? I had no time. I was pregnant and you were so ill. You were...
mad?
Not yourself.
So you destroyed my child. I'll never forgive you. What? I dreamt I was in love again.
But the boy? What would he say? You don't know. Sleep now.
Hold me. Your arms are the only place I can sleep.
That's right.
Only you. The beach in the moonlight. Everything I've ever known is far, far away. Oh. Have you ever wronged someone?
No.
No, I forget. You have no right and wrong here. But there are other places. Where I come from, England.
England.
These things matter. Someone did me a great wrong once. I thought. But now... I dreamt. I was in love again. With the one before the last. Smiled to greet the pleasant pain of that innocent young
past. Oh, your leg is bad. You hurt it more. But go will scratch much poison.
But I jumped to feel how sharp had been the pain when it did live. How the faded dreams of 1910 were hell in 1905. Better oblivion hide dead true loves. Better the night unfold than men to eat the praise of new loves. Should lie about the old. Oh, bitter thoughts I had in plenty. But here's the worst of it. I shall forget in 1920 you ever hurt a bit. I have years and years and years. Do you hear me, stars? I will live to be 100 and bore dozens of grandchildren with my stories. But I wronged a woman called Catherine Cox. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me, Carl.
Oh, my God! Charles! Hello. I can't get my breath back. Where are you going in such a hurry?
I'm late for the troop train. We sail tomorrow. I left a present for you with Francis.
Thank you.
It's nothing. Are you happy?
Yes, I am. And you?
Never happier. Don't have to think anymore.
Is there anything you need?
I could use a tin cup and some soap and, I'm sorry, some toilet paper. There's a shortage out there, they say.
Where should I send them?
I'll write it down. Anyway, King's College, Cambridge will find me wherever I am.
You have a friend, I hear, an actress.
Yes, Kathleen, she's fine. And have you?
Yes, he's very kind.
You'll marry and have lots of children. You must. Because you'll be the most wonderful mother in the world. Promise me.
You must dash now or you'll miss the train.
And don't get run over before you get to the front.
Oh, Carl. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Good luck.
Good luck.
If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. There shall be in that rich earth a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, gave once her flowers to love, her ways to roam, a body of England's breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by suns of home. And this heart, all evil shed away, a pulse in the eternal mind, no less, gives somewhere back the thoughts by England given, her sights and sounds, dreams happy as her day, and laughter learnt of friends, and gentleness in hearts at peace under an English heaven.
His life closed at the moment it seemed to have reached its springtime. He expected to die. He was willing to die for the dear England whose beauty he knew. And he advanced to the brink in perfect serenity. All that one would wish England's noblest sons to be. In these days when no sacrifice but the most precious is acceptable.
Dear Carl, I suppose you're the best I can do in the way of a widow. Could you let my mother think we might have married? Perhaps it's true. My dear, you once did me wrong, but I did you a very great wrong. Every day I see it greater. You were the best thing I found in life. So let it stand not for what we did, but for what we learnt.
The One Before the Last was written by Catherine Parker. Rupert Brooke was played by Colin Firth and Carr Cox by Emma Piper. Mrs. Brooke was played by Janet Henfrey, Francis Cornford, Michael Tudor Barnes, Francis and Tata, Susie Bram, Noel Olivier, Deborah Makepeace, the statesman, Peter Howell, and the orderly and young man, Jonathan Taffler. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.